This is Clanchat in the locker room, working our way through the team ahead of the new season with interviews to let you hear from the players. I'm Craig Anderson, and in this edition I caught up with defenceman Tyson Wilson as he prepares for what will be his debut season in Europe after spending his career in North America. And he began by speaking about his initial impressions after spending his first weekend in Scotland.
My first impression's been really great, actually. The team's been very accommodating and everything's been top-notch so far, so I've been really impressed with that. And we had a bit of an orientation weekend there where we got to meet with some of the guys and see some of the city and get acclimated with everyone's families and stuff, so that's always nice.
And of course, this is the week the real hard work starts, doesn't it? You've got the games at the weekend and it's all about getting yourself ready.
Yeah, so we'll skate tomorrow twice and get ready for the weekend. I guess get into some systems and stuff and get familiar with each other, and then have a couple exhibition games this weekend against two good hockey teams.
I'm curious to know, what was it that made a move to Glasgow stand out for you as you were weighing up your options for this season?
I actually talked to a player that played here last year, Adam Brace.
Oh.
And I know Adam pretty well. I went to school with him and always kept in contact with him kind of over the years. And he said a lot of good things about it, and he said I would really enjoy it. And then the schooling package was huge for me as well. And then just to get to travel over in Europe and stuff, obviously it was a no-brainer for me.
Was that something you were keen to do, just see some sights, go to different places and have new experiences? Was that a big factor as well?
Yeah, for sure. I'd never been over to Europe or anything, so coming here, and I heard it was a beautiful city, and the people are really nice here, and the fans are great, I heard, so all that stuff plays a big factor into it. You want to have fun while you're playing hockey, and if the city and the fans are behind you, then that makes it that much more fun.
Tell us a wee bit about your new teammates so far, some of the guys you've met for the first time over the course of the weekend. What's been your impressions of those guys?
They're all great guys so far. They're all really easy to talk to, really easy to get along with, and I think getting to meet them all right away was really good for the team, and it'll be interesting to get on the ice tomorrow and see how everyone plays and from different areas around the world, so looking forward to that.
And looking ahead to the two games this weekend, you touched upon it, two good teams that are coming over, two German teams as well. What do you expect to get out of those two games, not only in terms of improving your fitness and your sharpness ahead of the season itself, but what else are you looking to get from it?
I haven't really played on the big ice surface, like the ice surfaces over here, so just getting used to that style of play, maybe holding on to the puck a bit longer, making some more plays and jumping up in the rush and finding the holes there. Using my skating and my shot and stuff, so that'll be interesting, and it's good to get these exhibition games in before the league starts, so that way you can get acclimated to the ice surface better.
Tell us a bit about what you bring to the team. I'm always curious to know this about new players, how you see yourself. So what is it you bring to Glasgow Clan this year?
I'm a smooth skater. I take long strides. I'm not overly quick, but I take long, powerful strides, and can get around the ice decently well. I always try to take care of my own end first, and if there's a chance to jump up in the rush and be offensive, then I like to take that chance every once in a while as well.
You mentioned it's your first time over in Europe. It's a completely different environment for you, different surroundings as well. Were there any nerves on your part about moving over here, about what you were expecting?
Yeah, there's always a little nerves. You don't really know what to expect, but after this weekend, I feel a lot more comfortable after meeting everyone and talking with the coach and meeting everyone who's involved with the organization. I feel pretty confident about our year, and I think that this week should make me feel even more confident going into the season.
And of course, you've talked about the guys you've met this weekend who've played for the club already. Adam Brace, of course, is a good pal of yours. What have they all told you about the Purple Army and what to expect from the crowd?
He said that it's one of the best crowds in the league here, if not the best crowd in the league, and the fans really support the guys, and the arena's really nice. He said that he really enjoyed playing here, so to just kind of enjoy every moment of it.
So that's it. Thanks for listening to this Clan Chat vignette as we build up to the new season. Don't forget to subscribe to Clan Chat through Audioboom, iTunes and Spotify. And if you want to leave a review about this or any edition, feel free to do so. All feedback is welcome. Get the latest news and ticket information from Glasgow Clan by heading to the website, clanihc.com, like the official Facebook page, or follow us on Twitter and Instagram at clanihc. I'll be back with another interview, so on behalf of myself, Craig Anderson, and producer Stuart Priest, we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.